And man, did it sound good in her sweet voice. If she thought he could close the car door and walk away after hearing that, she could think again. "Give me 10 minutes to toss my stuff in the house, feed Zeus, and I'll give you a lift wherever you need to go." She didn't raise her head, but turned it enough to look at him. A curtain of long, blonde hair obscured half her face.
"Why?"
"Why not?" The eye he could see squinted at him. "Because it's New Year's Eve, and I'm quite sure you have plans." "Really, now? This could get interesting." "And why would you think that?" he asked while sliding onto her passenger seat and closing the door. That move had her sitting straight.
"What are you doing?"
"Being neighborly." "Oh my God, just no." She shot from her seat and out of the car as if her cute little ass was on fire. When he didn't follow suit, she leaned in and scowled at him.
"Are you going to get out?"
She rolled her eyes and huffed at his shrug.
"Good Lord, this is all I need."
"See, now we're getting somewhere. Tell me what you need, Nia. A ride to..."
"I do not need to ride you."
"Forget squeaking. This time," she shrieked, then clapped one gloved hand over her mouth.